This is where we shall draw the line against the dinosaur onslaught.
And so it came to pass that the stage was set for the cataclysmic battle that would forever be known in military history as the Battle of Peterborough.
The dinosaurs marched down the A47, the quickest route straight through the fen. They destroyed Durham, stamped on Swaffham, killed Kingston, laid waste on Sutton, wiped out Wisbeach, and then saw that the army had chosen Peterborough as the place where they would stand, fight and resist. It's got excellent rail and bustling ample parking and an ice rink, but if it gets destroyed, it won't be missed. The scene was set for the Battle of Peterborough. The first time man and dinosaur would meet in war. But when fighting Tyrannosaurus nuclear, Stegosaurus with bazooka, the best we could have hoped for was a draw. Along Borge Boulevard they marched to battle. The first skirmishes took place next to Queen's Gate. Missiles flew and knockers later, it was nothing but a crater. £1 million of improvements had been made. The army then retreated back to stand ground as velociraptors wrecked the outdoor pool. Triceratops tore down the market, turned the park into a toilet. Then Perry Meadows fell to Sauron rule. Things weren't looking good in the Battle of Peterborough as Breton, Fletton, March and Yaxley were smashed down. Market Deeping was demolished. Autumn Longville was abolished. Then they moved on to the east of England showground. The army made their last stand in the car park, where they stood heroic, glorious and strong. But the overwhelming forces of the armoured Allosauruses meant the Battle of Peterborough did not last long. And for the first time in about 30 years, Peterborough managed to get on the news. The newsreader looked sad and said,
"A lot of people are now dead, but on the bright side, Cambridge's been improved. And it's awful that we've lost a nice cathedral. And on the East Coast Main Line, there will be delays. But apart from all of that, it isn't all that bad. Hey, maybe they'll march on to Milton Keynes."
And so ended the Battle of Peterborough. As the nation tried to look as if it cared, but the blackened smoking hole and the terrible death toll was the first exciting thing to ever